At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Where's Narcos?
I have no idea why the Macarena. Maybe because there's no more Narco. Maybe that's what it is. Greetings and welcome inside. Happy Thursday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Fresh off a NCAA tournament win for his alma mater. Let me say it again. Northwestern with a win in the NCAA tournament. Something I never thought I'd say. And I can't believe you're not eating baked potatoes for dinner the entire night after beating Boise State 75-67.
Well, I made potatoes as part of a dish I did today. I took a nice sirloin tip roast and made that. So there's beef sandwiches and food here in the kitchen in the Fox Sports Radio studio. So some nice little fingerling potatoes and pearl onions as part of the dish. It really turned out nice. I'm really proud of it. And really proud of the Northwestern Wildcats for taking care of business defensively and for the guard play, standing up tall against Boise State.
Yeah, get all your smack talking in now because Saturday you're going to have UCLA. So get it all in now. Get all of it in now. Get all of it in. Everything in now. Everything in now.
Well, in the end, you've got to be a realist. And you hold out hope that you can come up with a strong effort, that the defense does some wonderful things, and that you hit some shots and you get the production that you did out of your veteran guards. But, look, the reality is UCLA, assuming they win tonight, will be favored. And up in Sacramento, it'll be a nice atmosphere, no question about it. Do I predict I wanted to do one of your things and just put Northwestern all the way through the bracket, but I'm a man of integrity. I couldn't do that.
Oh, come on, man. Duh, you would have been so great. You should have done two brackets, one of integrity and one where you have your team winning it all. That's what I do.
Well, there is a problem with some of the scoring as it's been done as I look at our bracket updates. I picked Arizona, and it's telling me I was wrong.
You were definitely right. So was I. We were wrong to pick Arizona. I don't see anything wrong with that.
It's
we were wrong to pick Arizona.
That never happened.
Buddy,
that
I'll
never
tell you,
happened, buddy.
You know, me at like noon our time, when I watch Virginia melt down and give that game away, I'm like, so many people had Virginia as their Dark Horse Final Four team.
Yeah.
And then I watched Arizona go out and I go, yeah, I had Arizona in the championship game.
Did you? Yeah, yeah, I had Arizona in two and
in
getting bounced.
Championship game.
Yeah, no, but early this morning, you know, you get all excited, you run your errands. I did a nice long walk with the dog and watched them tear down part of an old historic restaurant and stuff out on the Redondo Beach Pier out there, the cranes and everything and bulldozers. So that was kind of fun. And then I get back and it's tip off. So as you go through your paces, you've got multiple screens going and you're watching these games and they're not running away and hiding. In fact, they're looking less than stellar. And, like, all right, we're coming down the stretch. They're going to pull away now, right? I mean, I know they're not a team, Virginia specifically, that's going to score a ton of points. Their whole idea is we'll grind you out and then finish the job in the final minutes. And, well, that never happened. And then if I could read some of the social media postings that I witnessed thereafter.
Guys, don't tell Gronk.
We will all be fired.
Yeah. Do not tell Gronk.
Just saying, we will all be fired forthwith based on the reactions of people who hadn't watched them play at all this year, who picked them to go far, and then watched their brackets implode.
Man. Here is the sound earlier today of millions of brackets, including mine, imploding all across the country and the world as Arizona once again fails to live up to expectations.
Tom Moore than at Indianapolis.
That's how you blow up a bracket right there. It's loose and it's a butt fumble.
I had the Jets actually executing the snap and a handoff. Oh, no, you didn't have that right. You blew that one, buddy.
Well, at this point, they're still not fielding a complete team because Aaron Rodgers is still a member of the Green Bay Packers.
Well, they're intending
still
to
Zach
get
Wilson.
It. They're intending to get.
I wonder if we're going to get an Edwin Diaz call next.
You know what? You know what, Frostberg? You're going to hell if that
Why?
Happens.
Why?
Yeah,
he's not dead.
Because the guy got hurt, but he got hurt.
I'm not the one with the hurt leg.
For the year.
Look, we're news people here.
We'll get to that. And that is a piece
of news that rocked the baseball world.
What?
It had a bunch of people getting all mad and indignant about the World Baseball Classic.
Uh-huh.
How dare they?
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, you got players that are having the time of their life, and then when asked which is more important to a man, they're like, oh, yeah, the World Baseball Classic. Go ask Mike Trout what's more important.
Of course they are, because it wasn't their teammate that got hurt. Of course, we got to play the World Baseball Classic. But before we get to that, all right, let's deal with the hearts breaking across.
Yeah, speaking of getting people mad, let's go to it.
Let's start the healing for everybody, suckers like me, that had Arizona going to the Final Four.
Owoma steadies. He shoots the second free throw. Back of the rim, no good. Pella Larsen, the rebound. The horn is going to sound. The Princeton Magic is alive and well. The Princeton Tigers upset Arizona. 15 over a 2, 59-55 is the final score. The Tigers will advance to the second round.
Ryan Radke on the call, so Princeton moves on. Arizona goes home. The free throws made by a guy whose brother had a great day, Caden Pierce, makes the two free throws that help win the game. Well, he's actually the brother of Alec Pierce, Colts wide receiver, who just saw a bump up in his importance because Paris Campbell signed with the Giants earlier today. So it's a big day in the Pierce household.
And the Colts brought in a big-time quarterback, baby. Yeah, let's go!
Now, here's one thing. Before I get to the big takeaway from this game, I don't know about that foul call that put him on the free throw line. That was like a missed backdoor layup, and it looked like he got leaned into a little bit, but he kept his position. He went up, and he just missed the shot, and they blew the whistle. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that. I think that was kind of a no call. I didn't like that whistle. I said, you really in a call that was that you the referee that blew the whistle was behind the play, so he didn't really see. That was a tough call. I'm not making excuses for Arizona because, look, they let everybody down. I mean, I want everybody to know Arizona let the world down tonight and
you
let everybody
55
down.
Points, blank
they
you.
Let everybody
Don't tell
down.
Gronk.
You deserved to lose.
They let a team that shoot like 4-for-80 from three-point range beat them tonight, okay?
4-for-25, 16% from three-point range. They shot 40.6% from the field did the Princeton Tigers. Hell, they only took 5 free throws as a team.
Yeah, and they
beat you. You deserve to go home and walk and do the walk of shame.
Yeah, no, they
you should have people with bells wherever you go for the next week. Shame. Shame. Terrible.
Yeah, no. They owe the world. But here's the biggest part of this now is that this is where Arizona is now at a place nobody wants to be. And they are now
it's called Arizona.
Wherever you go in life, it will always be better than Tucson. Name that movie.
It's Tucson.
Arizona is now in a place. No. Arizona, one of the most underrated comedies ever, Hamlet 2. Takes place in Tucson. It's hysterical. Ahead of its time, Steve Coogan is the star. He plays this drama teacher at this high school that writes Hamlet 2, and they want to perform it, and it's hilarious.
Sounds like it sucks.
You only like it because it has noted Jets fan Skylar Astin in there?
No. It's I can't even tell you how funny it is.
Or Elizabeth Shue. Is it Elizabeth Shue?
Elizabeth Shue playing herself in the movie. And like she's struck on hard times as an actress, so she's a nurse. And like he runs into her in the hospital and asks her to be in the play. And Hamlet 2 is and that's a line.
You had me at nurse.
He says, "Wherever you go in life, it will always be better than Tucson." But Arizona is now where they never want to be. They are on my official never again list.
Ooh.
Teams I will never again pick for anything, no matter what. A list I just put the Raiders on. Just last week, I told you, I'm never going to fall for the Raiders ever again. I'm not doing it. No matter what happens, they're always going to Raider. Arizona, college basketball, same way. Not going to fall for Arizona. Look how good Arizona is. They finish on a big upswing. They win the Pac-12 championship. They beat UCLA. I had them in the Final Four. Never again Arizona, which is also on the list with USC football. Never again picking USC football for anything because they're always going to find a way at the end to blow it. If they can't underachieve during the season, they'll underachieve at the end of the season. So those are now three of that and Brazil soccer in the World Cup. Never picking Brazil again. I don't care how talented they are, no matter how many guys they have, I'm never picking Brazil. So it's Raiders, Arizona basketball, USC football, Brazil. Never again. I'm never picking those teams again for anything.
All right. I'm just making the official list because I'm just going to start a website that's all sorts of random lists that we come up with. So make sure you send that to me. As we progress. But I'd like to, as we often do, we equate things to movies and television, and you use the Hamlet 2 to kind of set things up. But the reality of it, if you were to say from an aesthetically pleasing scenario, what movie equates to a 59-55 first-round matchup where both teams shoot 42.1% or worse?
Oh, man. What's one of the worst movies? Wonder Woman 2.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Couldn't save that one, huh?
Yeah, no. Well, if he was a Mandalorian, it would have been great. Like, if he's walking around selling a Mando, that'd be pretty
cool.
Can
you imagine how bad it would have been without Gal Gadot?
Yeah, oh, man, I'll tell you. Because everybody was excited, the game was terrible, and that's kind of what happened. Just like Wonder Woman 2, everybody was excited, the movie was bad, we move on.
Everybody checked the box and decided, hey, we're... We don't even need to watch this game. They went back to sleep, or they went to the gym, or maybe actually got a little bit of work in.
I'm just glad Wonder Woman 2 didn't end Pedro Pascal's career, because it really could have. That could have. But now, I mean, now he's everywhere. He's Mandalorian. He's Last of Us. He's doing everything.
Well, and he was in that movie with Nick Cage, which was really one of the most underrated films of the last year. As we broadcast live from these TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Yeah, we celebrate Pedro's entire catalog.
Never again. I'm never picking Arizona again. Not happening.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Never doing it. Never doing it.
Well, it was. I used to do that for fantasy football purposes. Every year we'd start
adding guys. You got got.
Here's Michael Vick. Here's this guy. And now, well, the Raiders have Jimmy Garoppolo, so they make the list.
No,
he can't
never
finish.
Again. That's a list you don't want to be on, man. You don't want to be on that list. Arizona, USC, the Raiders, and Brazil. You don't want to be on that list.
What about the Clippers? Your Clippers.
No.
You take them every year.
No, I didn't take that. I didn't take the Clippers this year. I gave you
the first time in 9 years you didn't take
them. No. I gave you Nuggets and the Grizzlies this year, and how smart do I look right now?
I just said okay. The first time in 9 years you didn't take them.
Yeah. How smart do I look? I mean, I look like a basketball genius.
Well, you did with the Nuggets until the last 2 weeks. Then they look
You do know the Lakers are bad. back, right?
Okay, well, maybe. Maybe they are. Maybe, but right now, I look, like Harmon always says, the show is tonight, right? Okay. So I look like I look like a genius tonight. I'm a G. I told you. I got Denver and Memphis. And where? What does it look like now?
Well, Memphis is, you know, they're sliding.
Yeah, but nobody else is rising up.
And Jock can come back as early as the 20th, right?
Nobody else is suddenly catching fire in the Western Conference. Nobody else is doing it.
Even though the Lakers were trying to be back. I mean, the Clippers have now won 4 in a row.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's
only
great.
5-5 in their last 10. But, hey, let's go to the 4-0 in their last
erroneous stats there, Mike. Erroneous.
Mm-hmm. No, it's tough, but the Clippers. The Clippers might be close to my never again list, but
you're going to jump back on the bandwagon once they get their own arena, given the number of toilets that Steve Ballmer is putting in there. I mean, you're going to like that facility just for that reason alone.
Oh yeah, yeah. Listen, if you do stuff like that, then I'll be a big fan of yours. Yeah, you put enough bathrooms and make like aisle seats really wide. I'll be a big fan.
Aisle seats wide.
People have bigger asses than they did like when Wrigley Field and such.
Nothing wrong with a big ass.
No, I wasn't. I celebrate, the posterior is a big deal.
I'm an ass man.
I am.
All right.
It's been documented for years.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike. It's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I am a genius.
Meanwhile, in day one of the NCAA tournament, again, never again, UCLA is right now shutting out North Carolina Asheville 7-0. Zach Charbonnet with a touchdown run.
Enjoy that win, Mike.
Houston and Northern Kentucky, 22-20. Houston with the lead late in the first half. Tennessee on top of Louisiana, 23-19. But, hey, we had a 4-13. We had a 2-15. Could we get a 116? Ooh.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Starting with this song early, aren't we? Okay.
Well, it's appropriate for tournament time.
Okay.
Well, really, any time of day, any day of the year, we're all trying to rule our own little parts of the world.
All right, that's fine.
Maybe the sandwich that's on your plate, you're going to dominate that part of the world.
Okay.
Cup of coffee.
Sure.
A walk.
Sure. All right.
Are you just naming items in front of you, Mike?
I think he is. That's all he's doing.
Loud noises!
I got a beef eater and some coffee.
So today we had already two big upsets. 4-seed Virginia loses. We'll get to that in a second. 2-seed Arizona. Never again am I picking Arizona. Never, ever again.
Say that every
year.
They
go down. We could have another upset brewing. 116. Houston leads Northern Kentucky 28-27 with about a minute to go in the first half. This is your first ranked, maybe best team in the entire tournament, Houston Cougars,
yeah.
And they lead by a point. And it is UCLA having just as much trouble right now. I mean, I fear them right now. They lead North Carolina Asheville 18-5.
Yeah, so, let's go. Yep. I mean, they got out to that 2-touchdown lead.
Yeah, no. Zach Charbonnet with those 2 quick touchdown runs. That really helps out UCLA.
I got
them on the board right away.
I'll tell you what, though. With Houston, I mean, it's like they cut off Samson's hair. Oh, wait. It's Sampson.
It's Sampson.
Yeah, but it was pretty good, though, wasn't it? I mean,
Houston, we have a problem, TJ.
100%. I mean, you want to talk about brackets imploding. I mean, that's going to be like the end of the Kingsman when all the heads were exploding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whoa, hey, spoiler alert.
Listen,
it's like a decade old at this point.
We have some things we have to take care of today. And the first thing we got to do is we just did it. How would Berman announce Arizona getting upset by Princeton?
Oh, boy.
I mean, we got to do it, right? We got to do it, right? Oh, sure we do.
Well, I mean, it is also a tradition unlike any other. I mean, I've been waiting all day excitedly, given the channels I've been watching the action on, for our annual tournament of how much can we be fooled by what we think we've seen.
And don't forget to watch Impractical Jokers after this.
Hey, we do have True TV or Not TV, two rounds of it coming up tonight. Oh, yeah, we do, buddy. You kidding?
Yeah, if we didn't, I was going to boycott.
No.
I didn't know with the voice box.
Oh, yeah. No, we're good, man. We're good.
No,
with that.
I figured if he didn't lozenge or whatever laxative up like Dr. Ornberger was telling him to do yesterday to get True TV or Not True TV in, I was going to boycott the show.
Oh, no, we're rolling on it tonight, man. We're rolling.
I was going to call in sick saying I needed a day because I was let down.
But how would Berman announce Princeton defeating Arizona in the NCAA tournament? Uh-oh. I mean, this is just a warm-up because I'm just going to kill you with Virginia getting upset earlier today by Furman. I mean, I'm going to kill you with that, but here just a taste right now. And TJ, Princeton apparently too much of a dry heat for Arizona today, TJ. Arizona just had a Grand Canyon of points too much to overcome today.
No, TJ. You didn't. Wow. You went Grand Canyon?
You did? On a Princeton team that scored 59?
TJ, quicker than you can say Hoover, damn, Arizona's out of the NCAA tournament. TJ.
No.
There you go. I mean, that was better than Mambo number 5.
That's just a warm-up, man. That's just a warm up, but I'm telling you, next hour it was the most fun thing today. Now my voice was back to getting close to normal, which I was excited about. But getting to do True TV or Not TV, and how would Berman announce the upsets in the NCAA tournament? Oh man, that's the best. That was the best. I was in my happy place. You gotta find your motivation. I was ignoring everything.
Maybe you had to walk the dog. Now that you have a dog, you're getting a little more exercise and getting out there, getting the cardio going. And during that, what do? You marinate ideas for the show, especially when you want to go down that Berman rabbit hole.
Yeah, Billy Packer is going to be proud of you.
You want to do a couple of Obermans while you're at it?
Come on. Hey, too soon. Oh, and Teicher, we got to get rolling with one shining moment here for some music here. We got to get rolling with that, okay? Let's replace all your Tears for Fears with one shining moment.
Yeah, but isn't that the same message? And that song's better.
No one, wait a minute, what are you talking about? No one thinks Tears for Fears thinks NCAA tournament Tears for Fears. Not one person.
No, but in terms of ruling the world, I'd rather rule the world with that one than one shiny moment.
People think Tears for Fears and they go, oh, yeah, here's music for me being contemplative in my car on a gray day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's Tears for Fears music. Where am I in the middle of winter when I'm driving around and there's no snow and the holidays are over and I'm wondering when the spring is coming and then Tears for Fears comes on and I feel good because I'm wearing a turtleneck and I have a mop head of hair and I'm wearing a big, long black coat. And now I feel good about listening to Tears for Fears. No.
Well, that's where you fire up the Elvis. Why can't every day be like Christmas? Because then you're in the holiday spirit all along. You're generous with your time and with yourself and your presence, and you're there for your fellow man.
Mm. So while that is happening, and I'm just getting because I don't want to hear Tears for Fears again.
You don't want to hear it again?
No.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
Would you rather hear the butt fumble?
No, I'd rather not hear any of those things.
But if you had to choose between,
what about Kate Bush?
I'd rather. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to find a way to put an official embargo. It's my new favorite word. I'm going to put an embargo on you playing the butt fumble and Tears for Fears. It's going to be an embargo on both of those things.
You could really hate this movie, but you can't put out your review of it until it's
actually... Wasn't John Goodman
it's
an embargo?
Embargoed. No. You're thinking of Argo.
Argo, okay.
Argo, blank yourself. Yeah.
Arkin for the win.
Embargo. An embargo is what's happening.
But, do you even know what that word means?
Yes, embargo means you're not allowed to use something. So there's an embargo on it, an embargo.
There is actually a movie from 2010 called Embargo with Antonio Ferreira.
I actually learned that word at ESPN when I was a production assistant, and like certain video would come in that you're not allowed to use. It was usually for a fight. Like if there was a big fight, there was like 24 hours that you couldn't use footage of the fight.
Or you could only use still photos.
Right, exactly.
It's pay-per-view.
Right? Oh my God. So they would send the video for us to be able to use the next day, but there would be a big... sign that came in front said, video is embargoed until, noon, Sunday or whatever it is. Embargoed. I'm like, oh, embargo. Like, that's a good word. I like embargo. Embargo is a pretty good word.
And you listen to them?
I'm a big fan.
Where did you play?
Well, no. That was, you kidding?
No. There were huge financial repercussions.
Yeah, no. I would, ESPN would have gotten sued. I mean, Bob Arum would have owned Disney if that was the case.
Well, because remember, they always had several days where they were, you can still order it. Still watch it because they did that with the WWF too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, WWF is a big one. Hey, yeah, it's Saturday night, but don't worry. You can get it Sunday at noon and Sunday at 6 and Sunday night at 9. So we'll let you get all four showings of it if you want.
Sweet.
But the other upset happening earlier today, it was Virginia in an incredible meltdown that I still can't believe. And here's how it sounded from Kevin Harlan.
Beekman over midcourt, his right wing deep three.
John Saddick Westwood won. I thought we had the Kevin Harlan call. An amazing turn of circumstances in the final minutes where it looked like Furman had the upset. They were up four with a couple of minutes left to go. And then with 25 seconds to go, you had Virginia was up four. And Kihei Clark, who is a senior and has had a great career, made one of the greatest passes in Virginia history 4 years ago that helped them tie a game against Purdue in the tournament. Just a phenomenal pass. That was what he was known for. And now this play, this really bad decision that he
balanced it out.
I felt so bad for him, and I also felt that this is what shocks me is that of all the teams, if you told me everybody in the tournament, which team is the least likely to have a play like this happen at the end where they completely melt down because they're not coached well enough, I would have put Virginia. Because that's not a Virginia play. I'm watching Virginia under Tony Bennett. This is not how they play. They have things buttoned down. The way they play defensively, they know what to do with the clock. He had four guards out there at the end, knowing that when we're up by a point and there's 12 seconds left, we got to inbound the ball, control the ball, and get to the free throw line to shoot, right? So we had the right lineup out there, everything out there. And then Clark, and this is what baffles me on it, is that
He's looking down court, and he's got all kinds of decisions to make, and any one of them would have been better than trying to throw the ball all the way down court. He sees all five defenders in front of him, right? There's two guys on him. There's two guys that are a few feet away, and the one guy all the way down court. He has a player open on the wing. He has a player open up near half court. He could have held on to the ball. He could have called a timeout.
Yeah,
he could have done any of those
things.
Yeah,
the fact that there was still a timeout in the offing here is what takes it to a whole other level.
He throws the ball down and it gets caught up. And look, the big three, I can't say enough about it because he hadn't made one. He was 0 for 3, I think, most of the day. He was 0 for 3 or 0 for 4, and he still takes that three with confidence. But I Virginia, they just don't make plays like that. They just don't. And to see that play happen, I'm looking at it going, that's how Virginia's going to lose, man. I mean, not that they don't lose early in tournaments, because, look, they won the tournament, and they've lost the first round as a one seed, right? So they do too. But they just don't play that way, and they came completely unglued at the end when everything was in place for them to be able to say, okay, let's make sure this doesn't happen. There were a whole slew of things that could have happened for them. Calling a timeout would have been the right call because they had the timeout.
Sure.
Okay, let's call the timeout. Let's get a better play. This isn't working. Or there's a guy wide open. How do you not see it? I mean, I get the default to, if I throw the ball all the way down court, maybe it's going to wind up in, because I got two guys down there and they're going to get the ball, or it's going to get knocked around for a while and the time will tick down, right, and we're going to win the game. But instead, he just doesn't throw it far enough and it gets picked off cleanly and there's a big pass and Pegues is three. I mean, it was watching it in slow motion. It was, oh no. And you see it happen and I'm watching Clark walk to the bench and I go, he's going to think about that play every day for the rest of his life. Every single day, because likely his career is at, look, his career is ending. He was a good player, but not a great player. Maybe he'll play someplace, or, you know, maybe goes overseas, maybe gets into a G League somewhere, whatever it is, an NBA camp. But he's going to think about that play every day the rest of his life. And I felt so awful for him because he made such a great pass 4 years ago that helped them tie a game. And I mean, it was an amazing play, great presence of mind. And he throws that, and it's just, there are just so many things that he could have done to make that pass not happen, and he just did the one thing you can't do, and that's, I'm turning it over right there in the middle of the floor. You can't turn in the middle. Not I trying to get the ball out to the side and they grabbed it right before the baseline. You turn it over in the middle of the floor, and I'm just watching it unfold going, oh my good. And then, of course, they're all discombobulated on defense and they wind up with an open three and Virginia goes home as a four seed and ruining a lot of brackets on the way. I'm stunned that it was Virginia. Stunned.
Well, you give up your dribble, you get yourself trapped in the corner. You forget about the timeout because you don't have the bench able to yell at you loudly enough through the crowd noise. Right? There's no nobody that can get that to you. The fact that you can't call it elsewhere is silly to me because every other rule allows you to call from 90 feet away in a lot of these games. Like, wait, hey, he called it back there. It's like, well, not in the play, but you know, he doesn't get the timeout, makes the throw, as you say, probably looking to get the ball tipped, bounced around, whatever, or it's a Hail Mary pass, more or less. They only had eight and a half turnovers per game this year, did Virginia. But we know from a grinded out perspective, not a team that generally, historically, right, that's the personality, don't run and hide, put up a ton of points, grind you out, play defense. In this case, you had Furman hung around, and you gave him one last shot. And, look, you'd love his career arc to have gone the other way, right? Have the terrible moment as a freshman, because then it gets excused. Ah, you're just a freshman.
Yeah.
Instead, you know, this is the way you go out and, you know, balance and in the force and all that stuff. But just a big-time shot, right? Got to give credit to Furman executing there at midcourt. The player that came down with the ball didn't panic, found the open man, and he had, look, the guts to take the shot, right? That he didn't look around. He knew the urgency of the situation. We've seen this so many times in the NBA and coming down the stretch in the NCAA where guys are unaware of how much time's on the clock. Hell, I go back to the Northwestern game that we watched in the Big Ten tournament. Right, where you get the ball and he's got time to set, but instead does a, all right, I catch and release without really getting myself set. And they miss, and they're eliminated from the Big Ten tournament. Now, they get the win tonight, and I will harp on that as long as I can because it's a very short-lived thing that I get to celebrate. But for Furman, a huge shot, and for those that thought Virginia was for lovers and were loving them on their brackets, it's a wreck, man. That relationship has been torn asunder.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We wait all year to play this game for two nights. It maybe is the greatest game we do, even better than the Magic Johnson Twitter game.
All of which have been copied shamelessly by so many others.
As we watch the NCAA tournament unfold, yes, some games are on True TV, that channel you only watch 2 days out of the year. But to help you out with finding True TV and understanding what it's all about, we play a game called True TV or Not TV. I give you a show, and you tell me, is that a real show on True TV or is it made up by me? Playing tonight, myself, Mike Harmon, Justin Frostberg, Alex Teichert, Steve DeSager. Are you guys ready?
Let's get it on.
Hey, Steve.
All right.
Hey, Steve. Am I on?
Love it an elevator. Can I give you that?
That was my
awful.
Steven Tyler.
That wasn't even close to loving an elevator. You were loving an elevator. You did it like Ron Burgundy. Loving an elevator. Loving an elevator. You were doing.
You don't even know love on a couch.
Loving an elevator. Speed dating in the time it takes to ride an elevator from one random floor to another. Can you make a match in that time? Love in an elevator. Is that a true TV show?
It should be.
I really dig that.
Wow.
We can do that. We can fabricate that one.
I'll say yeah.
Easy.
Why not?
I'm going to say no, but I love it conceptually.
I'm going to say it's a song by Aerosmith.
Going down.
Not a show on True TV.
Teichert, where are you?
That is absolutely a show.
Love in an elevator.
I was on episode 2.
I got kicked out of the top floor.
Surveillance footage that showed me.
Love in an elevator is not a true TV show. But how great would that be?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Really? Okay. Song by Aerosmith.
In 15 minutes of a day, I can come up with a year's worth of programming for true TV. I mean, seriously.
So what was I on then?
You're on the ripoff of it. You were on Love in an Escalator.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was the one you were on.
I wonder
yeah.
it was slanted.
It's a little more open than elevator. Even the glass elevator.
Boy, was she open, Steve.
Hamsters on roller skates. Two hamsters have adventures on roller skates.
No way.
Is that a true TV show?
No.
I mean, I've seen a cartoon with the naked mole rat before. I'm going to say no.
That's not on true TV.
Yeah, no, Kim Possible was not.
When you say hamsters on roller skates, are you talking about UNC Asheville?
Could be. They've been on roller skates all night.
We're talking about the Jets' defense as the AFC East comes to dominate Sauce Gardner's. They're on roller skate.
What? Not a show.
No.
Again, in hopes, Jason, I'm going to say it is a show.
Hamsters on roller skates.
Please.
Is.
Please.
A show on True TV. Hamsters on roller skates.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
I'm
not.
There.
Hamsters on roller skates.
That's not a show.
Hamsters on roller skates.
Are they in like, I mean, is this a furry show? What are we doing?
People need
here?
To be fired if that's a show.
How long are the episodes?
It's a half hour show. And it was on for 3 years. And it was these two hamsters solving problems in the world while on roller skates. Hamsters on roller skates.
You're saying in the past. Past, not present tense.
Yeah, well, it's a show on True TV.
It could be in the Alumni Association.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see it. Yeah, hamsters on roller skates. In fact, there's even talk of reviving it, I saw.
Those
hamsters,
especially
those roller
now
skates.
That you've given it national recognition like this.
There are no Jets pregame affiliates. Show. No new
Let's
ideas.
Bring it back. Let's bring it back.
Yeah, recycle it.
Captain Joey. A show surrounding Captain Kangaroo's grandson, Britton, who lives in the Australian outback. Captain Joey.
I was thinking
a show surrounding
Friends.
Captain Kangaroo's grandson, Britton, who lives in the Australian outback.
Not the Friends, Joey. I'll say no.
No.
Captain
well,
Carson
Joey
Wentz
is a Joey
player.
Is a baby kangaroo, yes. So yes. Yeah, Captain Joey.
Not a show.
Okay.
Yeah, good thoughts to, since we're taking all of our zoo folk in. Bindi Irwin, who had some health issues. Hopefully she's on the mend. Hey, reminder, we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All that filibustering to say, yes, that is a show.
Captain Joey.
No.
Is.
Not a show.
It is a show.
A show
I knew it
made up special by Tom Looney for
what?
This game today.
Wow. Yes.
He texted me that it's his favorite thing. He goes, I still listen. What you guys do, that's my favorite. And he texted me that idea.
Did he drop his pants right there?
Okay, can you guys right hear me?
He may have. I don't know.
I'll drop my pants right here.
But I had to adjust the title because he said, how about Captain Kangaroo's grandson? Yeah, I said, no, we call it Captain Joey.
Thanks for knocking, Looney.
That's good, yeah.
Looney!
Captain Joey.
Magnificent son of a gun.
Not a show. Not a show.
Tom, your legs are small.
Wow.
Don't skip leg day.
So there's our first round.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Now true TV.
Now we know it's not
or not
show.
TV. Now you know it's not a show.
I think the Gremlins
will play another round of this. You thought it. We'll play it next hour again on the show. Again,
yes, sir.
Wouldn't you watch Love in an Elevator? I mean, that's a show.
And Captain Joey.
I just made
Joey.
That's a show.
Yeah, sure.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
Captain Joey, right. And Britton actually is his grandson's name. I researched that.
That's pretty good.
I said, I got to find what his grandson's name is. Britton.
And the furries on adventures on roller skates. I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
Wait, so Captain Kangaroo was an actual kangaroo, you're saying?
No, well, his grand. Okay, you know, I'll explain that.
That thing on his head,
as well as more on the tournament.
The song.
Fox.
Hi, Tom.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade. Or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.